How do you introduce a newcomer to your business in one day? Someone who is middle-aged, who at, 36, 37 years old, says, I want to be an actor. I suppose there are any number of answers to this question. But, as usual, I believe they depend upon any number of answers to any number of other questions. And they are really questions that one would ask oneself, should one be aware and introspective enough. If they're asking me halfway through life, they are starting at the wrong place. But that's the question. All right, so are you ready for this? I mean, this is tough. It's a podcast about what actors think, right? How they see things. If you do a podcast called Ask an Actor, the question will inevitably arise, how do you become an actor? Maybe. I mean, that seems to me like it's a kid's question. For a high school kid or a college kid pursuing his life's trajectory, there would be a set of appropriate answers having to do with choosing something that you love and pursuing it wholeheartedly. And if that thing is acting, then so be it. But know that it is not at all easy, and that you have to prepare yourself emotionally and physically, and if you can, economically, to embark upon such a hero's journey. And that preparation must begin with deep and abiding love of self. That would be the kid's answer. And it could be greatly expanded upon so as to be more data than any average 20-year-old could take home and process efficiently in a short space of time. But that's the answer, you could tell him. As best you can, you must consider all of this before you do this thing. Or not. Matt Dillon was discovered cutting class in high school in Larchmont, New York. His brother, Kevin, got a shot because he was Matt Dillon's brother. There's that. But if you're asking me, I'd say, if it's something you really want, be prepared to work really hard and to suffer for it. Now here's this other thing. The hypothetical that's been constructed to create a challenge. The answer for this middle-aged guy is not so obvious, right? A grown man or woman wants to know, in one day, how to be an actor. No, the answer is more obvious. You suppress because you are kind and your heart is big. The simple answer, which is, are you kidding me? What are you, stupid or just oblivious? And instead, really, I say to the 37-year-old man approaching me in contemplation of a career change, why? Because you see, from my perspective, if that person doesn't know he's an actor at 37 years old and hasn't been doing the things that an actor does for quite some time already, then he is probably not one, as I understand the term. In another segment, I introduced the idea of soul labeling, the intrinsic nature of one's being as that of an actor. One can be thusly soul labeled, I suppose, and ignore it or actively resist it. But I don't imagine it's those people who approach you halfway through life and ask for a clear and concise roadmap to an acting career. At that age, that is more often the question of a dilettante looking for a hobby. Or perhaps some fashion model who has no reason to believe that acting isn't just a thing that one does when one is made famous enough by whatever means and can then market their face and body in motion because celebrity culture has deemed it worthy of watching. But those people generally wouldn't be asking me. And either of the above individuals I would probably have only so much time for. So, really? I would ask my inquirer. And what do you do now? Well, he might tell me, I'm a surgical nurse. To which I would respond, cool. Are you a good one? I'm sure we need good ones. Do you love it? Why did you become one? Did you become one because you love it? Or did you become one because you needed a job and that looked like a good one? Is a midlife crisis prompting you to pose the question regarding what to actually do with your life? do you suppose that acting would be a better choice than the thing that you do because you love it, or the thing that you do because it efficiently pays all of your bills? Do you believe in luck? Can you begin to see where I'm going with this? There are no shortage of avenues, by my last count, for amateur actors to go play. There are still community theaters, and there is still a lot of non-union work that anyone with a will can go and audition for. Pick up a trade paper and go. There is nothing that I can tell that person except go have a good time. There is also nothing I can say when a successful investment banker puts down a fine career to go pursue a deferred dream of acting and ends up winning a Tony Award the following year. It can happen, and has happened. To the other guy? Dude, what have you got? Are you a middle-aged man of leisure? Do you have time in your life to study, to read books about acting and play scripts? Do you have time to take acting classes that begin with the basics, and do you have money to pay for them? Do you have resources or the sort of money gig that will allow you the time to rehearse and perform a showcase or two, shop yourself an agent, beat the streets on auditions, either here in New York or in Los Angeles? There is absolutely no shortage of work when you look at the proliferation of media content on all the platforms throughout the digital world. They need actors. It's there for you. What do you want to do? You want to be an actor? Good luck. Now, do you want me to introduce you to my business? That's another matter entirely. Lesson number one, my business isn't a business. Your business is a business. You won't understand that, and I can't explain it to you. It's something you live. And if you're contemplating a new acting career, then you're about to get off to a really late start living it. That's okay. But you're not going to get me until you've lived it. I can't tell you who I am. I can't tell you where I've been. I can't tell you what has worked and what hasn't, or what will work and what won't. I can't tell you why. I don't know why. I only know me. You want to be like me? You're nothing like me. If you were anything like me, you wouldn't be standing here asking me halfway through life how to become an actor, as if it were something that you could make happen in a week or two with a few phone calls. You wouldn't understand me. Does that all sound harsh? People who come upon the pursuit of acting this way probably don't know harsh. And they probably don't stick around long once they've felt it. That's a generalization, I know. But I'll tell you what else. There is nothing more general than the myriad things that we get to call being an actor in this country. In parts of the world where acting is a subsidized profession, like every other, for which one studies from a young age and then plies as his or her contribution to the culture, and for which they are given health care and benefits because of the commitment they have made to doing this thing as their life's work. If someone said, I'm 37 years old and I want to become an actor, they would buy that person an ice cream, pat them on the head, and make sure they got home all right. Here, there are no rules. All bets are off. If one can imagine it, there is probably a path to achieving it, whatever it is. More power to you. Go nuts. But don't ask me how. The very question suggests that my answer would make no sense to you.